31st March 2026. Sandvik customers stand a chance to win instant cashback, monthly trolley dashes, and other exciting rewards along the way. And the ultimate grand prize? An all-expenses-paid family trip worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky winner. So why use cash? Swipe or tap your Sandvik Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time check is 13 hours on our Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM. Catch the wave.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Second cohort of ZNS voluntary training to start in September 2026. Four people have died while six others are in hospital after suspected alcohol poisoning. In global news, death toll from Ethiopia floods and landslides rises to more than 60. Good afternoon, welcome to the Phoenix News. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Government has announced that the second cohort of the Zambia National Service ZNS voluntary training program is scheduled to commence in September 2026, when the first intake passes out next month. Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu has confirmed the development to Phoenix News in an interview, saying government remains committed to training young people in basic military skills and instilling national values and principles. Mr. Hamaundu explains that the program is part of the broader agenda to build a cadre of patriotic, focused and determined young people. He has indicated that the current cohort is performing exceptionally well and is on track to graduate by April 2026. Meanwhile, Mr. Hamaundu says recruitment into various defense forces will depend on the availability of resources, with employment creation remaining a top priority for government.
We will see the first cohort graduating sometime in April. This is also a collaboration between the Minister of Defense and the Minister of Local Government. It's a policy direction. We have been guided to say that the training will continue, and we'll certainly see the next cohort coming in. I'm sure that perhaps by the time we get into September, October, or thereabout, we should be seeing another group of young people going in and being trained in basic military training, national values and principles. Employment is something which, indeed, as government, we do quite often, and we need to plan for it. So, depending on the resource availability, this is something which we shall continue to do.
Reintroduced in September last year, the ZNS Voluntary National Service Training Program is part of government's program to build a self-reliant and productive generation of young citizens. Four people have died while six others are fighting for their lives in hospital after consuming a homemade alcoholic brew mixed with methylated spirits and super deep juice cola in Kabombo District, Northwestern Province. Northwestern Province Police Commissioner Brighton Siwale says the victims, all relatives of village headman John Likambwila, consumed the concoction as beer over 39 hours and shortly exhibited severe symptoms, including severe vomiting and intense headaches. In a statement, Mr. Siwale says the four bodies have been deposited in Kabombo District Hospital mortuary awaiting post-mortem examination to determine the exact cause of death, while the six survivors remain admitted to hospital where they are receiving medical attention. He says police are investigating the incident, which occurred between Monday and Tuesday this week. In another unfortunate development, an 8-year old boy has died in a suspected suicide case in Lumezi District, Eastern Province. Eastern Province Commissioner of Police Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the incident, which occurred on March 10, 2026, at around 16 hours, when the boy, identified as Meshack Jawasi, was found hanging from a tree about 30 meters away from his home. Mr. Mwemba says the boy's father, Jawasi Banda, a Malawian national, reported that on the material day, his son had gone out to play around 14 hours, and that around 16 hours, his work colleague called the boy's mother to check on her son, who was seen hanging from a tree. In a statement, Mr. Mwemba says the boy's parents rushed to the scene where they found their child hanging in a kneeling position with his legs down and unresponsive. He says the boy's father quickly rushed to his rescue and took him to Ndaiwala Rural Health Center with the help of other community members, where he was examined and pronounced dead. Mr. Mwemba says police officers visited the scene and conducted a physical inspection of the boy, where no visible external injuries were observed. He says the boy has since been deposited at Lumezi Mission Hospital mortuary, awaiting postmortem examination results to ascertain the actual cause of death, while an inquiry file has been opened and investigations are underway. In other news, the Copperbelt Energy Corporation, CEC, says it has made significant strides in renewable energy, with several projects underway to strengthen Zambia's energy security. CEC Executive Director Owen Silavwe has highlighted notable developments, including the 12.5 megawatt Sichila Solar Project and the 136 megawatt Itimpi 2 Solar PV plant, both set for commissioning in the first quarter of this year. Mr. Silavwe says the company is also anticipating financial close on the 25 megawatt Ganaton South Solar Project, which will pave way for full implementation. He says these projects form part of CEC's strategy to expand solar power initiatives, meeting growing customer demand while contributing to a stable and sustainable energy supply. Mr. Silavwe adds that CEC Renewables, the company's renewable energy subsidiary, recorded improved operational performance in 2025, generating 171 gigawatt hours of electricity, up from 154 gigawatt hours in 2024. According to the 2025 CEC annual report, the renewable energy investments contributed to the group's decarbonization efforts, displacing an estimated 57,000 tons of carbon dioxide emissions. Chief Chanje of the Chewa Speaking People has expressed concern over the Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ's, failure to distribute tree seedlings to tobacco farmers in the current farming season. The chief has acknowledged that tobacco remains a lucrative cash crop for many small-scale farmers, contributing significantly to household incomes and the national economy. He, however, notes that the increasing number of farmers growing flue-cured tobacco has raised serious environmental concerns, particularly the cutting of trees used for barn construction and tobacco curing. In an interview with Phoenix News, Chief Chanje says the absence of a tree seedling distribution program this season places the environment at a high risk of deforestation, threatening the long-term sustainability of the tobacco industry if urgent corrective measures are not taken. He has since called on TBZ to seriously prioritize the promotion of tree planting among tobacco farmers, emphasizing that the promotion of tobacco production must go hand in hand with environmental protection through deliberate reforestation programs.
Nchakuti TBZ difuni kukara pasogolo umatifunira isalimi chifuka kuno kwa chanje kwa mwase na machifu domwe na chikome nizumwanda tapurumuka kamba kakomako chifuka komako ndia tutanize kwa mbili kumaso patri JTI ilulimbi kisasa upele kamitego koma motherboard ya control ya tobacco ni TBZ. So TBZ tifuna kuti izikara pasogoro chifuka chaka chino sini kurupi ida chifuka kumukwatu wacha nje sikuna bwere komitengo tifuna nditu company kapena TBZ izita provide ma seedings mapempa wa antu kapena